Blanche depending on the kindness of strangers, Maggie and Brick trying to get on Big Daddy's good side. All this is found in a new DVD release, the Tennessee Williams Film Collection. Our movie critic Bob Mondello says it's a reminder of the impact that one of America's great playwrights had on Hollywood.
The South, as Tennessee Williams sees it, is filled with Southern belles who never wear anything but a slip and handsome brutes who drive them crazy.
You know what I feel like? I feel all the time like a cat on a hot tin roof.
Then jump off the roof, Maggie, jump off it. Our cats jump off roofs and they land uninjured. Do it, jump.
Jump where? Into what?
Elizabeth Taylor at the peak of her career, Paul Newman just coming into his. Cat was Williams' fifth picture in 6 years, all based on his stage plays. No playwright had ever crossed over to Hollywood so successfully. Arthur Miller even married Marilyn Monroe, but still didn't come close. As it happens, Miller's Death of a Salesman and Williams' A Streetcar Named Desire were both turned into very good films in 1951, but Death of a Salesman got nominated for 5 Oscars, and Streetcar for 12.
Hey, Stella! Hey, Stella!
Marlon Brando pretty much rewrote the book on American acting when he played Stanley Kowalski, but if you think it was all Brando, that the words didn't matter, even with a line with just one word like that, well, here's an outtake where Brando ad-libbed.
Honey!
Honey doesn't ring quite the same, does it? The extras in the Tennessee Williams film collection are great fun, including lots of outtakes and a Brando screen test for Rebel Without a Cause that suggests that if he had made that film instead of James Dean, the high school rebel might actually have been a criminal.
If we could get a boat going down the river, it wouldn't cost us anything, and we could go to another town and live. And then I could pull a job, one job, an easy one, and that'd give us enough dough to keep going.
Well, where'd we go?
I don't know. We'll go to another country.
It's nice that they included that bit of non-Williams dialogue because it points up the difference between ordinary speech and the heightened speech of even a bad Tennessee Williams script, like the one for Baby Doll.
Ain't they got some plan to round up destructive men and shoot them?
What destructive men are you talking about?
Men that blows things up and burns things down because they're too evil and too stupid to get along otherwise. Fair competition is too much for them, so they turn criminal.
Baby Doll is supremely silly, as is the Roman Spring of Mrs. Stone, in which Warren Beatty plays an Italian gigolo whose suits fit him better than his accent does.
I too am drifting, signora. The whole world, everybody, the stars, everything is drifting. Is it so bad to drift?
By the time Night of the Iguana came along in 1964, with Richard Burton's Priest fending off Ava Gardner, Deborah Carr, and Sue Lyon, Williams had wandered off into seriously campy territory. Still, Streetcar and Cat and parts of Sweet Bird of Youth remain pretty wonderful, and if the others depend on the kindness of viewers, well, that's because Williams's career faded, not with grace, but with flamboyance, much as the older women in his plays always did. I'm Bob Mondello.